You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. And do I have a story for you today. Man, I'm so excited to tell you it's a story. So a couple precursor things. Tomorrow, we are doing the official groundbreaking for the Atlas Research Center, which is crazy. This is like this crazy vision I had 2 or 3 years ago. As you guys know, you've heard me talk about it, to build this event center library. And now everyone helped donate money towards the cause is all flying in, and we're doing a big groundbreaking ceremony. We got 50 or 60 people coming tomorrow, which is fun. And then we got like a whole handful of cool people coming, like Joe Vitale, who I bought his entire library, which is, man, probably half of my library now was Joe Vitale's at one time. And so he's coming and speaking on books, and which is gonna be really cool. And then also like Don Green, who runs the Point Hill Foundation's coming, and then Tal Tusfany, and I probably pronounced the last name wrong, but he runs the Ayn Rand Foundation. He's coming out too. So like two of my favorite authors, the heads of their foundation, are coming out. Like, gosh, it's so cool. Anyway, so that doesn't really add to the story other than I'm excited. So that's happening tomorrow, and I'm sure you'll hear me talk more about it here on the podcast when it's all said and done. But it's going to be a really cool, really special day, and just grateful for everyone who's buying into this vision. Hopefully give them a really cool experience. So there's number one. Number two is as part of this soon-to-be launch of Secrets of Success and the whole everything we're doing there, we reached out to the Nightingale Conant Company. Because if you think about this, so all the books I've been collecting are basically everything on personal development, marketing, sales from like 1850 to 1950, right? And most of those things are in the public domain. So I'm republishing a lot of them right now. They'll be the members area. It's going to be really cool. So the books, courses, me teaching, talking about all these principles, like all that stuff's going to be in the members area, which is really exciting. But that was like from 1950 to like, you know, to like 1980s or 90s. They're actually even further. I say 1950s to like the 2000s. There was one company that was like the personal development brand, and it was Nightingale Conant. And if you know Nightingale Conant, it was started by Earl Nightingale and Lloyd Conant, and it was a business started together. And anyway, we're working on a deal right now to try to license some or all of the audio programs that they published for 50 plus years to be able to have members area as well, which is cool. So anyway, we haven't finalized the deal yet, but we're working on it. I think, anyway, they're amazing, and I'm really excited. I think we're going to be able to have some really cool things from the Nightingale Conant Library inside the members area, which is going to be insanely helpful. So, you know, from the Russell Brunson Library, you got everything from 1850 to 1950. From the Nightingale Conant Library, you got like 1950 to 2000. And then post 2000, that's like the Tony Robbins era, right? Tony Robbins, Brendon Burchard, like the next wave of personal development people. And so, anyways, it's exciting. So many fun things are happening, but I was like, as I started going through all the Nightingale Conant stuff, I was like, I know who Earl Nightingale is. I know a little bit about him. I've listened to a lot of his stuff, and I love it. But I don't know his story. And so I actually found his biography and just finished listening to it today, actually. And, oh, my gosh, it was awesome. But there's one chapter in particular I want to tell you guys the story behind, because it is, like, the most fascinating, crazy, cool thing, like, one of the best stories I've ever heard. And I never heard it until I was listening to the biography. And so I want to share with you guys. And I'm sure I'm going to mess up a couple of details. So I recommend going to Audible and buying the, I think it's like Earl Nightingale on Earl Nightingale or something like that is the name of the book. And it's his biography telling his whole story. But there's one chapter, and the chapter's called The Strangest Secret. And that's what I want to tell you guys the story behind. And if you know who Earl Nightingale is, my guess is you've heard The Strangest Secret. That's his trademark program, audio, you know, it's like his philosophy on success. But the story behind it is, it's like the coolest story I've ever heard. I'm not going to lie. It's one of the best ever. So what happened was, Earl was a radio host, right? A radio personality. But he loved personal development things. So he would talk about, you know, all the things, success, personal development, achievement, thoughts, like all these kind of things, right? And every week on the show, he would have these things. And he was mildly famous around the country, but not like, you know, not who he became. And anyway, he was leaving on a sailing tour or something. I don't know if he's gone for a month or two on the sailing tour. And before he left, his office assistant was like, hey, you know, normally we have these Monday meetings or whatever it was, these meetings where we train our sales staff. Since you're going to be gone, would you mind recording something for them that we can, you know, while you're gone, they can listen to motivate them to do better in sales and things like that. And so At the time, Earl had been like having this, you know, having this thought or these different thoughts in his head about something he wanted to create. And so he said like he woke up at 8 a.m. in the morning and he sat down for 2 hours. He wrote this little booklet and he titled it The Strangest Secret. Then he went into the recording studio and he clicked record and he recorded this audio teaching this principle of The Strangest Secret. And it's not super long. I think it's like 30 or 40 minutes long, or maybe it might be less, maybe 20 or 25, 30 minutes long. But recorded this audio on record, and then they pressed a copy of the record for everyone on the sales staff. I think, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 of them, right? They recorded the whole thing, and then he handed out to sales staff, and then he took off, and he went out of town. And, you know, back then they didn't have cell phones, obviously, so he didn't know what was happening, but he went sailing. And I can't remember if it was a month or 2 months, but he was sailing and just kind of disconnected. And while he was gone, this is where it gets crazy. So his office assistant handles out to the salespeople, and they all loved it. And they're like, this is so good. And so they started asking for more copies for their friends and family members. So she started, like, going and, you know, produced a couple more records, hand out for their friends and family. And they, you know, their friends and family got it. They loved it, and they started asking for more. So she's like, do this little side hustle. She's like printing these things and handing them out. And then somebody sends one to the radio station that the Earl was like the, you know, the voice of, you know, whatever he was the main radio host for. And the people in the station listening are like, this is really, really good. So what they decided to do, which is crazy, is they, without his permission, without asking, when they decided to air it live on the radio. So they played it live on the radio during when he would normally be speaking. And I think they probably told people like, hey, this is a record you recorded for his staff. And yeah, here's something you guys can hear while Earl's gone. So they played it and people freaked out. And then they started calling his office asking for a copy. They wanted a copy of the vinyl. They wanted one. So his assistant was like all scared, like Earl's gonna be so mad, like that I'm doing this. And so she decided, she's like, well, if we're gonna do this, I'm gonna mark it up a little bit so we can make some profit on it. So she started charging people for these records, and she thought that would discourage them from buying it, but instead it got more people wanting it, and more people. And so she started printing them and shipping them, and it got to the point where, you know, her boss is out of the country on a sailboat. She's supposed to be doing office manager stuff, and instead she's full-time printing and shipping these records out to people. And so people would come to the office, they would mail in, they'd send checks and money orders through the mail, like all through word of mouth. No advertising, no marketing, not a single ad was played, just people hearing about it from other people. And during like the, I think it was the time while he was sailing the ship, they ended up selling 200,000 copies of this record, which is insane. Once again, no ads, all viral marketing. And so she's about this whole production where she's printing and she's shipping, and she's so scared that when Earl comes back, he's going to melt down because she turned this thing into this printing and shipping house. The thing just starts selling like crazy. And so fast forward to Earl gets done with his sailing trip. He gets, the boat comes back into the dock, wherever it's at. And when he gets there, there's thousands of newspaper reporters, people there. And he thought he was going to be under arrest. He walked in. He's like, am I under arrest? Like, what's happening here? And they're like, no, you're not under arrest. And they said, you need to call your assistant. So he called his assistant. And she's just like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's happening. You know, we're selling like literally 200,000 copies of this record. And she thinks he's going to fire her or get super mad at her. Instead, he's like, you know, recognizes the opportunity. And he's like, keep doing what you're doing. And so races home. And this becomes their business, printing and shipping these records out to people. And what's crazy is it became the first record to go gold, which I don't know if that means a million copies. I'm not sure how that works, but for records, like, you know, Michael Jackson sells a million copies, it goes gold or platinum or whatever that looks like, I don't know. But there had never been a record in the genre of the spoken word, so it was the first spoken word record to ever become a gold record. And what's crazy is, as we were talking to Nightingale Conant, Vic Conant, who runs the company now, actually sent us a picture of that record. I saw it. I was like, that is insane. Like, anyway, my goal is to see if there's any way I can buy that from him to let him put it in our library, because how cool of a story is that? But it was the first thing that went viral. It was the first thing that, you know, word of mouth, it was like this thing that literally changed the world. And it was off of this recording he'd created for his sales team and never thought twice about it. And one of the quotes in the book, it said, he went sailing as a normal man, and when he came home, he was a millionaire and he didn't even know it. Like, how crazy cool is that? Like, I got chills just saying it again. Right? When I was listening to the audiobook and they said that, I was just like, what a crazy cool story. So what is the moral and the motivation? Or what's the moral of this episode of our podcast? I don't really know. A couple things, though. Number one is you should all go listen to The Strangest Secret. I'm hoping that someday we'll have it in the members area of Secrets of Success. But if not, like, if you buy the audiobook and it's listened to, in the appendix of the audiobook, they actually have it in there so you can listen to it. And again, I think it's like 20 or 30 minutes long, if I remember right. So go and listen to it because it's really, really cool. And one of the core foundational, like, things in the personal development industry, right? Like, so much of what has been developed since then came from this recording, you know? Some people were inspired by it, and they went deeper, and they created books and courses and seminars and everything, but it was, like, one of those pivotal things that, like, shifted the world, shifted society in a similar way to, like, Think and Grow Rich did when Napoleon Hill's book, they sold, you know, 30, 40 million copies. Like, it shifted the world. And this is the same thing. So I think number one is just go and listen to it, finding it, find out for yourself, like, what is The Strangest Secret? Do you even know what it is? If you don't know what it is, you got to find out, because I promise you it's simple, but it's so powerful. That's number one. Number two is you never know what things you create are going to be the things that resonate with people. I think so many people are always waiting to, like, I don't know. And I do sometimes too. Like, I'm going to wait to create the most perfect thing ever. And so we're waiting. We're trying. And we're trying to make the best thing ever versus, like, you know, Earl's on the radio every day teaching and, you know, giving sermons on success. And ooh, that's a cool name. Sermons of Success. Like, doing these things out there and, like, trying to help people be more successful. It wasn't until, like, just randomly, like, almost as an afterthought, you know, he sat down for 2 hours and wrote what became his finest work and then recorded it, and it went viral because of itself. How many times have we done the same thing? We try to engineer the most perfect video to go viral, or a podcast episode is going to be perfect, and it doesn't work, right? But we do it, and eventually there's, like, one that hits. So many people I know who have gone viral on YouTube or Instagram or whatever, and it's like, for most of them, they put out 100 videos, and then one hit for some reason, right? And that was the one that became the viral video that built their channel and changed their entire life. And so you never know, so it's just like putting stuff out there all the time. There's a principle, and I have not read this book yet, so this is me telling the story, like, regurgitated from me hearing from somebody else, so I'll probably tell it wrong. In fact, just Steve Larson told it to me, and I think it's the book War of Art, but again, I'm not positive, so don't quote me, but in the story I heard from Steve, which I think was from that book, so that's how many it's playing phone booths, so I'm going to mess up a story, but the story from that I heard Steve tell that was really, really cool was basically that they had these two students in an art class or something, and they had 30 days, and they said, half the class, you have 30 days to try to make the most perfect art possible, like, make something that's going to, you know, be the best. And for the other group, you can make as many variations as you want, and then the last thing you make will be your art project, right? So, like, every day, create something new, and then at the end of it, you'll see which one's better. So they did this over 30 days, and what happened is at the end of 30 days, the people that spent 30 days trying to make something perfect, theirs were way worse than the people who were creating something new every single day for 30 days and eventually made something awesome. Right? It was like the iterative process of trying over and over and over and over and over again that created something amazing. And so the principles, you know, I think, like, watching Earl Nightingale's story from the outside and then, you know, this story from the War of Art, I think, and from all the other stuff is just understanding it's like it's us producing, you know, putting things out over and over and over again. And when you do that, that's when you become good enough to create something that will truly go viral. And anyway, it's exciting, especially right now for me. Like, I've been working for, like, almost 3 years on my next book project. You guys have heard me talk about it a lot, and it's just been this stagnating spot. I haven't been able to, like, figure out how to really take it to the next level, which is why I think a big part of me is buying these books and going on this, you know, this personal development rampage, trying to study and learn everything for everybody. Cause I'm really just geeking out on trying to figure out how to make something that's truly amazing. And, it's interesting. I decided to partner up with a co-author on this book, and I don't have all the details yet, so I won't announce it, but someone who you would know, and he's written a bunch of really good books. And so this morning, actually, I sent him over kind of my research and all the work I've done to this point. And I think I've done 4 or 5 seminars teaching these principles. And so I sent him a brain dump, like, here's everything, here's all the stuff I have, I want you to go listen to it all. And it was just kind of cool to see, you know, 3 years worth of work, like, condensed down to these maybe 10 hours of audio, video, writings, everything that I gave to him to go through so we can collaborate and start making this book a reality. So anyway, just I'm in the process right now, and just makes me think about, like, if I was trying to sit down and write the perfect book, it'd never be perfect. But because I've been 3 years, like, creating, posting, writing, you know, all that kind of stuff is getting better and better and better. And I think my goal, and the goal that this, my co-author and I, which again, as soon as we have finalized contracts, we'll tell you guys more of the details about it. But our goal is to sell 10 million copies, which is insane. Even a million copies is insane. I think they said like 1% of the books in the world, or less than that, I don't know, even like sell a million copies. And right now, between my three books, like .com, Expert, and Traffic, we're getting close to crossing a million copies combined of those three books. But one book selling a million copies is crazy. But you guys know I'm a little competitive, maybe hyper competitive. But the books that you know are the big books nowadays sell 10 million copies. So Jordan Peterson's book sold 10 million copies. Atomic Habits, James Clear book, I think sold 15 million copies. And those are the books that, you know, it's crazy. So our goal in pursuing this book is to sell 10 million copies, which would be the equivalent of like Earl Nightingale's Strangest Secret. It'd be the equivalent of Think and Grow Rich. It'd be the equivalent of, you know, the greatest selling things of all time. And so that's the vision and the strategy and the mission is to like, how do we create a book so good that we can sell 10 million copies? And so that's what we're working on. That's the secret project that will be our, you know, the big project. The goal is to launch the book in about a year from now. So that's where we're at. So there's Russell's definite purpose that he is running towards right now that I'm excited for and excited to be able to share with you guys someday soon. So anyway, there you go. The reason why this episode is longer than normal is because I'm driving to the airport because Bill Allen, who's one of my Inner Circle members, who actually one of my Atlas members, who's the highest level mastermind, and he was one of our, he bought two of the $1 million seats, and he bought some of the other seats. Like, anyway, he flew out here, and he's a pilot, one of the best pilots in the world, actually. He's like not a fighter pilot, but anyway, I'm sure I'll find out the full story today, but one of the best pilots in the world, and he flew out in his own private plane, and he does a podcast where you're actually in the plane during the podcast. So I'm driving the airport, we're jumping in a private plane, and we're flying around in circles to do a podcast in the air. So that's what I'm doing right now in about 15 minutes from now, which would be awesome. So I'm sure that you guys will have a chance to hear that, hopefully. But hopefully have a chance to actually see it because it's going to be crazy. He's got like GoPros, like duct taped to the wings of the plane and a bunch of stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, I digress. I'm almost at the airport. So I'm going to leave you guys with the challenge to go listen to The Strangest Secret and then start visualizing in your own mind how and when you could create the thing that'll become your finest work, the thing that'll be your thing that goes viral, the book that sells 10 million copies, the recording, the podcast, whatever it is. And again, it's not going to come from you trying to make the perfect thing. It's going to come from you publishing a lot to become worthy enough to create the thing that'll go viral and change the world. So with that said, I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day. Talk soon.